Welcome to the program. We're here again with another message concerning what in the world is going on. Stay tuned. As we look into our world today, things are going out of control. As we look into the political world, into the social world, into the religious world, the things that are happening are all recorded in the Word of God. And it says very plainly, when these things begin to happen, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. The Bible talks about the sure word of prophecy, which we would do well to heed. As we listen to this message and song, ask yourself, where do I really stand?
Beneath the cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand. The shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land, a home within
chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, it said, when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. This portion of prophecy begins with seven angels receiving seven trumpets. Afterward, there's a special meeting that takes place in heaven, marking the end of God's patience. Following this meeting, God reveals 7 judgments against our Christ-rejecting human race. These trumpets will awaken the whole world to the reality of who Jesus really is. The trumpet blasts in scriptures were always signs of something that's going to happen next, and this population of our earth at this time when these trumpets take place will be reduced by more than 50% before the 7th trumpet sounds. That's 4 billion dead bodies on this earth. Well, we look at Revelation 8, 1 and 2 again. It said, when he had opened the 7th seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour, and I saw the 7 angels which stood before God, and to them were given 7 trumpets. Now the seals that are open are in the previous chapter here, and then after we get to the 7th seal that is open, we have the silence indicating the horrors that are going to come upon this earth. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 22, the Bible says there is an innumerable company of angels. There's only 2 angels that are named in scriptures, that is Gabriel and Michael. However, these 7 angels are 7 special angels that are assigned the responsibility of announcing the 7 trumpet judgments. And again, I saw the 7 angels which stood before God, and to them were given 7 trumpets. Revelation 8, verse 2. Now, we've read about the 144,000 Jews in the world at that time. God does not permit these evils to fall upon his 144,000 witnesses because they are sealed. We see back in Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 4, and I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed at 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Well, the first trumpet sounds, we read here in verse number 7, and the 7 angels which had the 7 trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and a third part of the trees was burned up, and all green grass was burned up. Now we see this picture in heaven and the 7 angels waiting for their instruction. The 7 angels prepared themselves to sound, verse number 6. The first of the 7 angels waiting for a signal from the Lord gets that signal, and at the command of the Lord, the angel sounds the trumpet and meteorites begin their journey toward the earth. Today, what we call shooting stars enter our atmosphere at speeds that can exceed 60,000 miles per hour. People on earth will be going about their business as usual. As the meteorites enter into our atmosphere, the friction causes them to ignite into balls of fire. As they hit the earth, the Bible says in verse 7, they become mingled with blood. Thousands upon thousands of people will die. Buildings will be burning. Meteorites will be crashing through the homes of the rich and the famous and the homes of the poor and not so famous. Survivors are going to be running in every direction. A third of the trees and all green grass will be destroyed. Just think of the results when millions of white rocks rain down on the street where you live. What we need to do today is keep our focus as Christians on that which is eternal and not on that which is temporal. These things we think are so much value to us today, like our homes, when one of these meteorites crashed through the roof, you'll understand what the value of that home really was. In the second trumpet, we see here in verse number 8 and 9, it says, and the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and a third part of the sea became blood. Verse 9 goes on to say, and a third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. Well, we see here that Jesus will give the signal and the second angel will sound his trumpet. As a result of this asteroid the size of a mountain hitting the water, a wave of water several hundred feet high will race outward from the area that this thing hits. One-third of all the ships will be destroyed by the resulting impact. A tsunami will soon reach all of the coastal cities, totally destroying them. The fiery asteroid will boil the oxygen out of the water, causing one-third of the ocean-living creatures to die. The impact of this asteroid will cause the water to turn red like blood. Ocean-going mammals have more blood than land mammals in proportion to their bodies. No doubt some of it comes from that, but red algae thrives in oxygen-deficient water. When this toxic algae blooms, it causes water to look like blood. When sea creatures eat the blooms, a toxic in the algae kills the creatures. When birds and other creatures eat fish killed by this toxin, they will also die. Why is this happening? Revelation 6 verse 17 says, "The great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Jesus has been rejected for 2,000 years. To most people, his name is nothing more than a curse word. God has listened to his son's name being cursed for centuries by the very people that Christ has died for, and now we see the patience of God has come to an end. Once again, the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Then we have the third trumpet. We read in Revelation 8, verse 10 and 11, "And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter." Well, as we've seen in previous programs, these things all take place in the tribulation period. And before the tribulation period begins, those who know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior have been raptured out of this world. So we look forward to that rapture if you know Christ as your Savior. If you don't, but once again, this is a sure word of prophecy. You would do well to take heed to it. Jesus is coming to earth again. What if it were today?
Jesus is coming to earth again. What if it were today? Coming in power and love to reign. What if it were today? Coming to claim his chosen bride, all the redeemed and purified. Over this whole earth scattered wide. What if it were today? Glory, glory, joy to my heart will bring. Glory, glory, when we shall crown him king. Glory, glory, haste to prepare the way. Us here, if he should come today, watching in gladness and not in fear, if he should come today, signs of his coming multiply, morning light breaks in eastern sky, watch for the time. Drawing nigh, what if it were today? Glory, glory, joy to my heart will bring. Glory, glory, when we shall crown him king. Glory, glory. haste to prepare.